indication for Rex, R-E-X, Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, December 25, 46, addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L, Anderson, D-O, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Kohler. I met him back in March when he was in the hospital with COPD exacerbation, a smoker, hypoxemia, acute on chronic renal failure, did not require dialysis. Creatinine was in the upper twos at the time of discharge, 1.4, baseline being around 1.2. Since that time, following with sleep apnea clinic to see land doctor Dr. Obeid, O-B-E-I-D. He's still smoking. Denies change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Isolated diarrhea without bleeding. Excuse me, daily diarrhea without bleeding, a chronic problem for the last 2 years. He takes Flosamax for enlargement of the prostate, chronic nocturia 3 times, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. Minor numbness on the bottom of the feet, but no ulcers. Feet appears hypersensitive. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes. Mobility restricted from prior left-sided hip fracture and surgery. Many years back, no recent chest pain, palpitation, syncope, has a chronic cough, clear to yellow sputum without purulent material hemoptysis, has chronic dyspnea at rest and on activity, uses a BiPAP machine and oxygen 4 liters at night. There was some lower back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. The pain appears to be worse in standing position for a prolonged period of time. No gross bruises or skin rash, no headaches, bleeding nose, gums. Next paragraph. He did not bring medications, but we review discharge planner, medication from the hospital. Appears to be on albuterol, amiodarone, Norvasc, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, Losartan, Metformin, Singulair, Flomax, Vitamins, Coumadin. This in relation to his underlying atrial fibrillation, diabetes, hypertension, neuropathy. Next paragraph, present weight 218, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 112/70 on the right, 120/60 on the left, tall, large, obese person, COPD abnormalities, emphysema, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross JBD, some carotid bruises, left more than right. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes, appears to be question regular, a systolic murmur, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, ascites, palpable liver, spleen, pulses are decreased, no gross edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from a few days ago, May. Creatinine has risen from 1.4 hospital to 1.9. A low sodium 135, a normal potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, present liver function test not elevated. If this is steady state, GFR 36 is stage 3B. There is mild anemia 13. Normal platelet count, there has been elevated eosinophils, most recent urine sample 1+ of protein negative for blood, no bacteria, 3 to 5 white blood cells, back in May, a kidney ultrasound, 12.1 right, 13.1 left without obstruction. Bilateral simple cyst, no urinary retention. A most recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast exposure. Normal liver. Prior gallbladder surgery. He has a pancreas divisun, D-I-V-I-S-U-N, which is chronic. Normal spleen. Bilateral adrenal nodules, stable over time. Enlargement of the prostate. Has an abdominal aortic aneurysm 5 centimeters. 2020 December was 4.3. Has atherosclerosis. Prior right-sided hernia repair, inguinal. The hardware material actually on the right femoral neck. Evidence of osteopenia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, question progression. Background of diabetes, hypertension, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He is exposed to ARB, losartan. He denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He has low-level proteinuria. This is non-nephrotic range or nephrotic syndrome. As indicated above, no obstruction or urinary retention. Incidental renal cyst appears to be benign. Recent IV contrast exposure. Lightly has nephrosclerosis on the kidneys, the finding of abdominal aortic aneurysm, the exposure to amiodarone, anticoagulation with Coumadin, rate control. Blood test needs to be updated to assess stability of progression. No evidence for encephalopathy or cardiovascular decompensation. He has preserved ejection fraction on an echo December 21. At that time, there was tricuspid and mitral valve regurgitation, dilated left ventricle, calcification of aortic valve, no significant pulmonary hypertension. We will follow chemistries, we will follow with you, end of dictation.